Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me this great, great evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us, and for that, we are totally grateful. So I'm wanting to thank each and every one of you, and hoping that you all had a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving holiday with your family and friends. Thank you so much again for joining us. Tonight's topic is tying up loose ends. But before we jump in, I want to thank my wonderful sponsor for sowing and pouring into On Fire to Inspire with their gifts, their talents, their abilities. We have our own travel ambassador and business coach, Ms. Cornelia, Elder Cornelia Brown. Elder Cornelia Brown can take care of you and give you your own personal travel portal. All you have to do is inbox her, and she's Cornelia Brown, or you can contact her at 404-786-0873. Leave your name and phone number or name and email address and tell her that you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire and that you want your own personal travel portal, and she'll take care of you. She'll also let you know how you can do the same if you want to make some holiday money. She can tell you how you can do the same. Thank you again, Ms. Elder Cornelia Brown. Then we have Afographic. Afographic handles all of our graphic needs, graphic design, our flyers, our photography, anything you've seen in the last 2 years. Graphics have been taken care of by Afographics. They can take care of your flyers, your business cards, whatever it is you need to be designed, they can take care of you. You can check out their Facebook page, Afographics as an X-ray, or you can call them at 706-489-6416 or email them at afographics@gmail.com, and they can definitely take care of your graphic design needs or photography needs. Bodyology will take care of any of you. If you need a jingle or infomercial or commercial, they're your specialists in that department. The intro that you heard is my song that was redone by Bodyology. They did the words, the music, they did it all. And you can contact Bodyology at 706-873-1519 or email them at Bodyology, that's V, and then the word audio, L-O-G-Y, at gmail.com. And they can take care of you from there. And the voice that you heard in our beautiful intro into the song is by our singing songbird, Ms. Deidre Norvette. And she has an EP out, guys. I want y'all to go support my sister. Go get that EP. It's called This Is Me. I'm telling you, it costs less than a value meal. And so if you can go support my sister, it's called This Is Me. It will bless you. It's inspirational music, and it's beautiful. And you heard her voice right here on my intro, so you know she has a beautiful voice. But the EP is on all of your digital outlets, and it's called This Is Me. So do me that favor and go out and get your copy. And if you have not gotten your copy of the 21 Day Mind Detox Devotional, go out and get that. It's on Amazon, and it's on Barnes & Noble. It's on Smashwords, any of your digital outlets for the e-books. It's out there. It is an ebook, and it's called The 21-Day Mind Detox. And I'm telling you, it'll bless you, and you take a page a day. So even if you don't like reading, you can take one page a day to shift your mindset. We've entered into December, and it's time for us to make sure that we're finishing 2019 strong. So, hey, this may be something that you want to take on and do now. The cost is only $2.99, under $3. You can go ahead and support so-and-so my ministry, as well as get a copy and shift your mindset, do something for yourself, and sow into yourself, into your self-care as a part of your self-care regimen, right? Well, thank you again for joining us tonight. And tonight's topic was something that the Lord put in my spirit, and it was tying up loose ends. You see, we have 4 weeks left from today in 2019. Yes, you heard me right, 4 weeks. And with that, we want to make sure that we're maximizing and doing everything we need to do to tie up these loose ends. Because, you know, these loose ends, they can drag you down, they can weigh you down. So with us doing this, we got to tie these loose ends up, get some things cleaned up, and take out some treasures. And that will allow us to have the clarity and the focus that we need to go into 2020 completely successful and stress-free. You know, we want to go in with at least the least amount of things that we need to do. Of course, you're going to have, like, your bigger things you need to do that's going to carry in to 2020. But some of the things you can actually do this year before we finish. So we want to maximize these last 4 weeks and get things done. So here's some of the things that you can do to make that happen. So number one, let's make a list. Make a list of all the things that you have not done, the things you have not completed, some things that you've been procrastinating and putting off because, you just don't want to do it or, it's going to take me a long time or whatever the case may be. Or, I don't know how to do it. Whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you have unfinished business, unfinished, these untied loose ends, make a list. Make a complete list. Okay, and then after you make that list, start breaking them down, and even if you need to number them, make that list and keep it simple. You know, you don't want to jump into things and say, oh, I got this list, and then you just say, okay, I got this list, and that's it. No, we're going to keep it simple. We're going to eliminate the unnecessary stuff first, stuff that you kind of put in your mind to just be busy with. No, we're not doing busy work. So if it's something that's not important or whatever, you can just scratch that on off your list. Like you started a book just because, and it's just something. You can do that later if that's not a to-do, a necessity that you want to do. Those type of things you can eliminate from that list because, again, we're not trying to cause more stress. We're trying to be stressless, right? All right, so you can eliminate some things. And eliminate unnecessary stuff like junk mail. Oh, my goodness. Junk mail coming in your mailbox. Junk mail coming in your email. So that's one thing that you can just kind of get rid of immediately to eliminate your stress and the headaches. Like I said, you're deleting these things. You're taking out the trash. Okay? We're keeping it simple. We're making it attainable. We're making it palatable. We're taking it bite by bite so that we can get these lists done. All right, we're going to jump on those small things. Like I said, we're going to knock those small things out first. You know, the things that you say, oh, okay, you know what? It's not going to take me but 5 minutes to get this done. Do those things first and check them off. As you're checking them off and you're seeing them checked off, you're going to get even more your stamina to get it done. You're going to, it's just going to kick in and you're going to be like, woo, wait a minute, the adrenaline's going to be flowing, and you're going to be like, ah, I'm getting this done, because you're seeing that some things are getting done. You're being productive. And the types of things are going to be so tiny, but just seeing that list and seeing that list being checked off, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, yes, I'm getting it done. All right, next thing, you're going to make an action plan for your bigger things. So some of your bigger things, that those huge bites, you're going to make that list, but you're going to have an action plan for that big thing. So you might take that, those bigger things and create an action plan for it. And in your action plan, you're going to take it and make it into smaller, if possible, smaller parts. Break it up into smaller parts. So if you're getting ready to do this huge project, can you break it down into three small parts, five small parts, whatever, to tackle it and make it to where it's not such an overwhelming task for you? So make those huge jobs a smaller job by breaking those jobs up, and then you'll see, hey, wait a minute, this is actually attainable. And looking at it from that view makes it feel like, hey, this is now a small task versus this huge, enormous thing that is like a cloud over my head, right? Again, we're working smart, not hard. And now, once you see that those things are smaller, you can say, oh, I got this. Y'all, it's time for us to tackle and declutter every area of our lives. So many of us, we get into that place of, oh, I got to clean up my office. Okay, guess what? Tackle it, even if you just say, okay, I'm going to do my desk today. I'm going to do my shelves tomorrow. Whatever it is, you're going to take that thing, and we're going to declutter. We're going to go into 2020 stress-free, right? And then when I say we're going to declutter, we're doing everything from the emotions. We're decluttering emotions. We're decluttering emotional baggage. We're decluttering even chores, y'all. You know, some of us, you got different chores that you keep putting off. Go ahead and tackle it. Get it done. If you planned on getting some things taken out your closet and donating them to Goodwill or Salvation Army, go ahead and start doing that. Even if you do a little bit a day, if you do a little bit each and every day, you will get it finished. And depending upon the size of your closet, you might be finished before the end of this week. Now, if you have one of those huge walk-in closets that's like the size of a bedroom, it may take you longer than a week. However, take it a little bit of time, bite by bite, and you will be able to get it done. And then also paperwork. If you're like me, it's like paperwork just seems to be like, oh, my goodness, where did this all come from? So tackle it one little bit of time. You can put them in small stacks. Okay, this is my small to-do list. I can get this done quickly. Okay, this is my next list. This is going to take a little bit more time. But make that list, and even with your paperwork, it can be done. Some things you might need to just, you may have a whole list of things or a whole stack of things that just need to be shredded. You can take a day, or you can get your kids and incorporate your children, your nieces, your nephews. Get them to do your helping you with your declutter, whether they're doing the portions of the elimination of your trash or whatever. You can get them involved, and you know, with small kids and stuff, they love helping with, you know, you can get them, if you're not little kids, you might not want to get them with shredding, but you can get your older kids, the, you know, the ones that you trust with a shredder, to do your shredding while you're working on another goal. That way you can delegate some of your other tasks that you don't have to be involved in, and make it more manageable. Because the thing of it all is managing these things so that we can get it done, so that we can walk in to 2020 being the best version of ourselves. And the scripture that came to mind that supports this, coming out of the 2 Corinthians, and it's the Message Bible, coming out of 2 Corinthians 7:1, and it says, with promises like this to pull us on, dear friends, let's make a clean break with everything that defiles or distracts us, both within and without. And then it also goes on to say, let's make our entire lives fit and holy temples for the worship of God. So when it says anything that defiles or distracts us, when we have all this clutter and these unfinished things, those things can weigh you down, and it can be such a distraction because you're in the back of your mind. You can't focus on your now because you're still focusing on, oh, God, I got to do this, and wow, I got to do that, and I got to do this. But as you finish these things, they can no longer distract you. They can no longer be that extra weight that's pulling you away from enjoying your now. So that scripture, Second Corinthians 7:1, that was a message version. We're cleaning up everything that is going to distract us or defile us. And then even with the end part, talking about let's make our entire lives fit and holy temples for the worship of God, even with our physical body, if our goal is to be healthy, if our goal is to change and shift some things to eat healthier, let's be intentional. That's been my word for a while. Let's be intentional about it. So that means, okay, I'm going to be intentional about my snack not being a bag of potato chips right now. That snack may be some mandarin oranges, or that snack may be some type of fruit or something healthier. Let's shift into being intentional about everything. We're making our list. We're breaking these lists down. We're keeping it simple. We're eliminating everything that's causing us just to be busy, because, no, we're not being just busy. We're actually being intentional and being focused and getting things done. As we're decluttering, it's bringing our clarity back. It's bringing our focus back. We can live in our now. We can enjoy our now. We can live in our present because we're not distracted by all the things that has been trying to hold us back or keep us in bondage. Because I'm telling you, when you have a list of things to do, you're like, ooh, it's like an elephant sitting on your chest, so to speak. But as we're decluttering, whether it's mental declutter, physical declutter, emotional declutter, we're taking on this list and we're tackling these things, because over the next 4 weeks, we're going to make sure that we are just doing what needs to be done to walk into 2020 stress-free and walking in our victory that's already ours. It's ours, you know. But we got to make sure that we are setting ourselves up for the greater. All right, so didn't have a whole lot to share tonight, but I just truly, truly wanted to make sure that we're tying up our loose ends. We're making these next 4 weeks just, hey, be awesome, because we're already awesome, right? So I'm going to open up the lines if you have any questions, any comments. Now, we're not on Facebook Live tonight, so I can't read comments tonight. But if you want to call in, go ahead and call in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1 if you have a comment or if there's something you want to share. Come on, share it with us tonight. But we are going in, and one of the things I'm loving and I've been loving over the last couple of shows with doing the live, people have been so encouraging to each other, and as you're sharing, it actually encourages the other person. They're like, wow, you know, I never thought about it like that. I never looked at it like that. Or I've even had people say, you know what, that blessed me. That I'm going to incorporate that. So, you know, what are some things that you can do or you're going to do to implement to make things work for you? So if that means making a list of a grocery list that's healthier, a healthier grocery list, then that's going to help you with your healthier eating habits and things of that nature. Or, you know, you're going to cut out your midnight snacking or whatever. We're going to tackle everything that has been on our to-do list, including our physical temples, and making it happen. Anybody have anything want to add? Again, you can dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1. I'll bring you live. Y'all don't be shy tonight, and then when I shut down and shut everything on out, get all these chats and texts to say, hey, you know what? This is a good option. This is a good idea. But I'm telling you guys, when I tell you there's such a success over your life, there's such a success on your life, and I want to make sure that you're already equipped, but I want to make sure that you're walking in and you're maximizing your full potential. You're maximizing everything that God is calling you into this hour. And so with that said, it's time for us to do what we got to do and make it happen. Well, everybody's a little shy tonight, so since you're not dialing in to share, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. But thank you again for Infographics, for all of our graphic design and photography. Thank you again for our business coach and travel ambassador, Elder Cornelia Brown. Thank you to Vodiology. Thank you to Deidre Norvette, our singing songbird. Also, Ultimately Unique You for our beautiful jewelry, and that is on Instagram, Ultimately Unique, the letter U. You can go get your different unique jewelry, something that you would look at and say, wow, what did you, and everybody, it's conversation pieces. Most of the time, they're conversation pieces because people say, oh, where did you get that from? I love that bracelet. Oh, I love that necklace set. No one has it. So, well, you may see somebody with it, but you're not going to see people with the office. So thank you so much for all of our sponsors. As you're sharing, y'all make sure if you continue to share your testimonies with me, whether you send it to me in chat or text or whatever, continue to send them because I'm telling you it's blessing me to read those things and be able to hear and things of that nature. So make sure that you tune in and share with us. We will be back next week. Thank God we are walking into our fifth year. Yay! Celebrating our fifth year anniversary as of the 9th. So in 6 more days, we'll be 5 years walking into what God has promised. This assignment God gave me, it's been almost 5 years, doing it every single week for on Tuesdays. And one of the things that I absolutely love, y'all, is understanding that this is not something that I wanted to do, but God assigned it to me. It was an assignment, and I absolutely love it. I love sharing with you guys. I love the Holy Spirit giving me the topics. When I tell you, I am so humbled. So I thank you all for taking your time out over the last 5 years to share and to listen and to, you know, it's been a blessing, and I thank God for it, and I will continue to do it as each and every week as God directs me. We'll probably start back real soon interviewing people, but like I said, this is his show, and I am just a vessel and the voice that he's choosing to use in this hour. But one of the things I do is listen to him, and one of the things he's been doing is having me share with you. So the last, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks straight, I've been sharing different things that's been on my heart, because if it's on my heart, it's actually something that other people are dealing with or wanting to, that needs to be handled. So tying up loose ends is definitely something we can all look at before we end 2019. So we're going to finish strong. I'll see you guys next week, same time, same place, on Friday Inspire. I'm y'all, Ms. Aaliyah Butler. It's on Friday Inspire. Love you guys. Talk to you then.